Gang Banged, Part 2 by Ariadne Awakes. This is Part 2 of the story Gang Banged. Find Part 1 by searching the site if you'd like to hear the backstory. At the end of that tale, my guy told me the men he'd enlisted for that gangbang had new plans for me. Content note. This erotic fiction contains elements of exhibitionism and voyeurism which may not always be ethical to do in real life. Everything that happens to the narrator is consensual. The last place I expected to be fucked by someone I barely know was in a clothing shop changing room. But that's where the plans my guy tantalised me with after my gangbang started to unfold, almost 2 months later. Long enough for me to think it was just something he'd said to get me off and forgot all about it. I was trying on the most unsexy thing in the form of a generic sports bra, and just as I whipped it off, who should pull the curtain back and put his hand around my mouth before I can scream, but the rugby player. After the instinctive shock wore off and I recognised him, I calmed down and got instantly wet as he winked at me in the mirror and proceeded to guide my hand down to his dick as his other hand squeezed my bare breasts. Missed my big dick, baby. I've missed these tits, he whispered into my ear, before proceeding to crush me into the thin wall as he squeezed past, seated himself on the bench, and spun me round so my arse was above his bulging groin. I was about to object as he yanked my skirt and knickers down, protested it was too public, too risky, but then realised this was turning me on just as much as the thought of that thick dick ploughing into me again. I don't like talking too much in sub mode as a rule anyway. I like to follow orders. It made me even wetter to realise the most this guy had heard from my voice was ecstatic moans. So I just pushed my hands against the door as he took my hips between those big hands and let him ram me back and forth on his dick, muffling his pleasure groans into my back as he thrust deeper and deeper. Thank God I had my coat on the door in front of me to shove my face into to muffle my own. He pulled out just as someone knocked on the door and I tried not to breathe as if it would make any difference. A voice quivering with embarrassment asked if there was anything wrong as his cum dripped down my legs and he chuckled. No, sorry, thank you. One person in the changing room at a time, please, she continued before her footsteps faded away. Basking in the afterglow of orgasm in a changing room in a shop pumping pop music with distorted bass out of the speakers made it hard to know what to do next. But I needn't have worried. He just said, she was eyeing me up when I came in. Think she wants to go on this dick too. Better go and sort her out. I laughed and he pushed me off him and crushed me into the wall again as he squeezed past, making sure to slap my ass on the way out with a casual, good girl. It took me 10 minutes to peel myself off the floor where I collapsed in giggly post-coital bliss. That night, my guy clocked my mood straight away before I'd even said a word. Told you they had plans. Can I assume you don't know the details? He grinned and replied, no, we decided on some rules and I gave them some ideas, but the rest is up to them, if that's okay with you. I whipped off my top for the second time that day and sank to my knees in gratitude. "Absolutely," I replied. Cocky posh boy caught me in the park about 6 weeks later, where I was walking with a friend, having a coffee and a catch-up. I glanced up and saw him sat on the bench opposite us, and he motioned for me to join him in a cluster of trees behind him. I gave my friend as quick a brush-off as I could manage with a fake call that demanded immediate attention, and had to wait for her to turn the corner before I could double back. My heart was pounding as I made my way into the shade, worried for a second that it wasn't him at all, but some complete random stranger. Then, before I had a chance to decide, he was behind me, hand on my hips, mouth in my ear. "Get your pussy wet for me right now." Yep, it was definitely him. Loving his self-assured dom energy, I did as I was told and started rubbing my clit through my knickers as I heard him undoing his belt, then unzip his fly. Fully anticipating another yanking off of my clothes before a cock was thrust into me, I stuck my arse out a little more as I went to town on myself and groaned nice and loud for him. Despite the joggers and the yummy mummies going by not far from us, oblivious. But being a cocky little posh boy, he just shoved his fingers in my knickers, then pulled his hand away and said, "Good. Now on your knees and suck my dick dry, you little slut." I wasn't too disappointed by the lack of a fuck straight away once I got his meat in my mouth and feasted. So sure was I that my skills would drive him to go at me even harder once I was done. I must have given him all mouth, barely coming up for air, for at least 20 minutes. A skill I pride myself on. All the while stroking my clit and imagining my guy close by somewhere, jerking himself off at the sight of his perfect slut. When I felt him about to shoot his load, I pulled my mouth away, reluctantly as always, as I hate to deprive myself of a rock-hard dick. But I needed it in my cunt, along with what was no doubt going to be a huge payoff. But instead of fucking me, he pulled me back onto it and throat-fucked me hard, spewing hot cum into my mouth, which I guzzled down with angry glee, because being a cocky posh boy, I knew once he was done with feeding me his last drop, he was going to pull out, put it back in his designer boxer shorts, and walk away smirking, which is exactly what he did. Bastard. Still, I thoroughly enjoyed my vigorous alfresco wank as I heard the ice cream van in the background and wondered why I didn't do this more often. Only 4 days later, I was in the stationery cupboard at work, a place that always makes me ever so slightly horny for some explicable reason. I think it's something about all that untouched virgin paper, all that ordered freshness. When the door opens, and there's pretty Irish boy, in guy liner and one of my silk tops that my guy must have picked out for him, and I'm so utterly overjoyed I squeal in delight and exclaim, "Did he tell you about the guy liner, or is it just something you do anyway?" He put his fingers to his plump lips and shushed me, came closer, pulled my skirt up, then my tights down as he went down to the floor with them, then proceeded to lick me out for over an hour, taking his sweet time with his sweet mouth and giving me regular praise with, "This is the sweetest pussy." His tongue must have been aching, but every time I went to push him off and warn him that any second someone would come in or I would be missed and get a bollocking, he would look utterly devastated, like he was a hungry puppy being deprived of food. So being the considerate pushover I am, I let him drink his fill. Halfway into the second hour, the shy student intern walked in, and before I even had a chance to explain to her that, well, he was just so hungry and I just couldn't say no, he was working his charm on her, his lovely accent drawing her in with, "You look stressed. Don't worry. You can relax in here with us. Come here." He held his hand out and smiled. I realised he can't be that much older than her. He's beautiful and confident and utterly at ease, and she can't help herself any more than I can when he asks, without a hint of arrogance, "You want some of what she's getting?" She wavers. Then he looks to me and says sweetly, "Tell her how good it is." And I know for a fact he won't tell on me to my guy, because there's absolutely no need for what I'm about to say to ever leave this room, because he's a gentleman and she's already in love with him. He's the best. I lose track of how long he has us there, giving us equal time and pleasure, checking in, upping his game without turning it into a competition. His fingers working one clit while his mouth services the other, swapping over as if he instinctively knows when we're about to come and wants to keep us on the brink as long as possible. It's only when we hear them shutting up shop behind the door that he works us up into an earth-shattering frenzy that makes us both stuff our hands into our mouths to stop us blowing our cover, that he tears his mouth away, gets up, and does the most beautiful thing so far. Licks his lips, groans, and says, "Thank you, ladies. I'll be dreaming of you tonight." And walks out. The intern left a few weeks later, and we never directly talked about it. But we would clock each other during the boring lulls in meetings and give each other a conspiratorial smile that got me dripping. I'd almost given up on the last one. He waited a good 4 months for a special occasion. My guy had taken me to see my favourite band to fuck to, Cigarettes After Sex, for my birthday. I joked, saying I'd love him to fuck me while we listened to them live, so we were flirting and touching each other up as much as we dared the minute we got to the venue. I wondered if he'd gone a whole 2 days without fucking me on purpose, just to get me horny as hell. We stood right at the back of the bar, me lazily leaning my back into his chest, his arms around me, swaying in that delicious rhythm to that husky voice and slow, seductive melody that gets me right in the mood. The most he dared was to reach a hand down under my scandalously short skirt and stroke my thigh as he kissed my neck, soundtracking my whimpers as my hand found his hair and pulled gently. If we could have gotten away with it, I would have begged him to get me up on the bar and fuck me slowly while I watched the stage, knowing anyone could turn around and see us at any point. It would have to remain a fantasy for purely practical reasons. But Jesus, it was hard to keep myself in check as he pulled his hand away, stepped back and said abruptly, "Back in a minute. Keep that pussy wet for me." He says that to me whenever he leaves me in a public place, just quiet enough for me to hear. Sexy bastard. I smile and beg him to keep it hard for me, and he saunters off grinning. I sway and sing along to one of my favourites, glad to have a bit of respite from his body, so close but off limits, just because all of these other hot bodies crammed into a public place to listen to what everyone in here knows is fucking music. Then suddenly, I feel a bulky presence behind me, and his smell hits me, and I instinctively know who it is. I don't move and try to keep calm. If anyone is going to get us kicked out for indecent exposure, it's this guy. For the next few minutes, he just breathes in my ear, and I'm so fucking horny I could cry. My guy fucks me at least once a day, with plenty of pussy licking and blowjobs in between to take the edge off. 2 days of nothing but the odd danger wank in the toilets at work. I'm forbidden from wanking in the house. It's a rule of his, and he always knows. Has got me deliciously frustrated, and now it all makes sense. I decide the shaggy beast needs to know I can be a bad girl if I want, and whip my fingers into my knickers, then turn around and shove my wet fingers straight into his mouth. He's surprised just for a moment, which is enough to make me grin with smug joy. But then I look down and realise he's beaten me to it with the risque behaviour. His monster cock is out and rock hard. And the only reason no one has noticed is because they're all looking the other way and the bartenders are too busy flirting with each other. Well, get to work. He said you'd be well up for it because this band gets you wet. I smile and push him back up against the wall so I can shield one side of his giant dong while the bar shields the other. I stroke and decide to bite his inviting lips as a fitting punishment for his audacity. He locks eyes with me. God, I love this band. I love this song. And I love rock-hard dicks that get even harder in my hands. I dare to speed up, hoping it's not immediately obvious to bystanders what's going on. But he wants to up the stakes, naturally. Now rub your pussy on it. I can't. I don't know why I even bothered trying to object. His tongue is down my throat before I can get another word out, and he starts to rub that monster against my thigh, and I can't help myself. Desperate for friction, I squeeze my thighs around it and rub back, and he moans into my neck, helpless, making me feel like a fucking goddess. Just before we go too far, my guy is back and laughing at us in all our frustrated, horny desperation. Okay. Wrap your legs around him, you pick her up, and we'll go out the fire exit so we can still hear the music. Ready? Honestly, this level of practicality in a situation this sexy could be a massive turn-off for some, but I have never wanted to fuck him more. Somehow we make it outside, and before I even have time to pull my knickers down to give the beast full access to my aching cunt, he rips them off, and he's in me, and I actually scream, unprepared for so much dick after the hell of 2 fuckless days. He pounds me hard, while my guy leans against the rail opposite, drinking his beer and watching the band through the open door. A passerby would think he was on his own, completely casual, a lonely muso. I wonder what he's thinking as he listens to me come while I'm filled with a dick that would make a more insecure man feel like shit, soundtracked by "It's so sweet, knowing that you love me." though we don't need to say it to each other, sweet. As if he can read my mind, he looks back to me as I feel the beast shoot his load right in the back of my cunt, and he smiles and walks over slowly and without any masculine posturing, gently pushes the sated stranger away with, "My turn. My pleasure. Can I watch?" My guy grins, then stares at me intently until I look at the floor and blush. Even though he's trained me to give this behaviour on cue, I still blush every time. Completely involuntary. "Stand guard," he gently commands the shaggy beast, who winks at me as he puts his dick back in his trousers and goes to lean against the rail. He's not remotely interested in watching the band. His eyes are devouring us as my guy starts to pound me slowly, knowing I must be sore after the girth of what was previously inside me. I'm so ready for him, even though I just came so hard. Nobody knows my cunt the way he does, how my body ebbs and flows. I close my eyes and dig my nails into his back and just take it. And it's so good I cry because I can't believe how fucking lucky I am. "I love you so much," I whisper into his ear through my gasps. He smiles and says, "I know." "I don't do soppy shit. Catch you later, yeah?" says the shaggy beast, somehow making the moment all the more special by taking the piss out of it. He's off with a "great shag" before we can say goodbye and we both laugh. The feel of his cock inside me as we laugh is utterly divine. He pulls out and I sigh and he asks, "Best birthday ever?" "Fuck yeah." He grabs my wrists and slowly pushes my arms back above my head, then pulls up my braless top and strokes my nipples achingly gently. The band have finished their last song and it's only a matter of time before the crowd will come spilling out, but who the fuck cares? "Whose cock did you love the most?" I knew he'd ask, and he knows the answer, but I'll tell him 10 times a day if it gets him off. "Yours." He pulls my chin down so I can see how hard he still is, and looks down at it with me. "Do you want it again?" "Of course, but the gig's finished. We're going to get caught in..." His hand is around my neck, gripping ever so slightly as he kisses over my ear, one of my prime G-spots. "If you love this cock and you want it again, spread your legs and take it like a good girl. And they can watch if they want to." And just like that, he's found my new kink. I spread my legs and beg for it, and he gives it to me as footsteps and voices make their way to us. He drags us just behind the door and goes at me tantalizingly slowly as they spill out, oblivious to us. He puts his hand over my mouth as I catch snippets of praise for the band, and we both lock eyes and smile, knowing they're all going home to do exactly what we're doing. Fuck. Until we can fuck no more. Heavenly. If you liked that, you can find more of my work on Literotica under the name Ariadne Awakes. I also have a Patreon page, www.patreon.com/ArriadneErotica, where you can order regular custom-made audios, and an account with eroticacustomized.com/writer/ArriadneAwakes, where you can request customized written erotica. My Twitter is @ArriadneAwakes. Also, check out Cigarettes After Sex. They are a great band to fuck to. To hear more sexy stories read aloud, go to girlonthenet.com/audioporn.